Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What do our local hospital foundations do? Why are they important, and what do they do for our hospitals and for our communities? In the first part of a two-part in-depth program, let's go in-depth with Katrina Nelson, director of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics Foundation. So, Katrina, what does the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics Foundation do?
Our main goal is to raise money. Of course, for the hospital. You know, we've raised money for various pieces of equipment in the past years. We've raised money to help with renovations and expansions to different areas of the hospital. All of the funds that come into the foundation go directly back to the hospital. You know, there's some foundations, you know, where they help sponsor different types of events in the community or different other foundations in the community. Our foundation is a little bit different, where every dollar that comes into our foundation goes directly back to our hospital.
Ultimately, with the goal to provide better care, better treatment.
Right, exactly. Better care, better treatment, so that we have the up-to-date equipment and renovations, room renovations, equipment renovations for our patients, so that when they come to receive their health care here, they have those up-to-date touches.
Now, what kinds of equipment have you bought in the past?
We've bought a variety of equipment. We have helped the hospital purchase all new patient beds. So we have purchased 25 patient beds for all of our patients. We've assisted with that purchase. We took on last year the large purchase of the digital mammography equipment and the renovations to the suite. That alone was a $50,000 donation. So that was a large donation that we made last year. You know, we've also purchased equipment for different other parts of the hospital. We've purchased lab equipment. We've purchased cardiac equipment. We've purchased defibrillators. You know, we've also done renovations to our sleep lab rooms, our pediatric suite, and our OB department. So, you know, in addition to the equipment, you know, it's also important to keep the hospital modern. So that's why we've also taken on the project of doing the renovations.
Well, people don't really think about that. I always think of equipment. I don't think of, you know, like the digital mammography equipment. I don't think of beds and remodeling. It just wouldn't have come to mind. So, but that's a critical component for comfort and
treatment. Exactly. Exactly. That's why, you know, we took on the project of purchasing the beds, because, you know, when you're in the hospital for a length of time and you have nothing else to do but to lay in your bed, you want your bed to be comfortable. Also last year, the funds that we raised at our annual night out event went toward the purchase of TVs, you know, so that we have all new TVs. They're the flat screen TVs that have the HD capabilities and a nicer picture. So when you're laying in your comfortable bed and watching your comfortable TV, that just helps you make your stay in the hospital a little bit more comfortable.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Katrina Nelson, director of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics Foundation.
Well, you have at least one event a year, one big event a year, right?
Absolutely. We have our annual night out event, and this year is our seventh annual year. Hard to believe, but this is the seventh year that we've been doing that. That's our main fundraiser. It's usually held in late fall time of year, so that's always a fun event. This year we have the Nadas coming to town, so that will be fun. We always come up with a cause for our funds to go to that we raise that night, and this year our cause is a mobile surgical bed for our surgery department. So that will be where all of the dollars go this year that we raise at our annual night out. Last year we added two events. We added the bowl-a-thon event that we usually hold in middle to late winter, and then we also hold our golf classic in the summertime. So three big events that we hold for the foundation, you know, and our main goal is to just raise the awareness of the foundation, get our foundation message out to all of those folks, because each one of those events typically generates a different crowd, you know, so that's the important part is, you know, to reach out to as many people in the community as you can, telling the message about the foundation, the importance and why we raise money for the hospital.
Well, I can't speak to the golfing event, but the bowl-a-thon was a lot of fun.
The bowl-a-thon was a lot of fun. And, you know, that was our first year of doing it. You know, we just kind of went out on a whim, decided to see how that would go over in our community. And it went over really well. We're going to hold it again this year. So, you know, it was fun to see the families come out, you know, in addition to the businesses. You know, we had some businesses that came out and enjoyed competing against one another. And we had some fun things tied to that event, you know, like the craziest outfit, that type of thing, just to make it fun for people to come out and have some fun that night at the bowl-a-thon.
How well has the community supported the foundation in the past?
The support has been tremendous. You know, we are approaching our 10th year of the foundation. And the support that we have received from the community has been tremendous. The support we've received from our own staff has been tremendous. You know, in addition to the events that we hold annually, we also hold our annual appeal fund drive, which kind of kicks off our season of giving. We usually send all of our appeal letters out the beginning to the middle part of December. And last year, I'm very proud to say we received 100% support from our staff. So that was a tremendous thing to be able to reach out to all of our staff members and have all of them respond back to us with a donation. And one way that we got 100% of our staff is that we had a fun challenge. You know, we paired departments up against departments for a friendly competition, you know, so that they could see on the board every week, okay, I've got two of my staff members that haven't, or two of my team members that haven't made a donation yet, you know, so they rallied around one another and encouraged one another to make a donation to the foundation. And then when our challenge wrapped up, the foundation board thanked them by having a pizza party for the entire staff, just to say, you know, thank you for getting on board and supporting the foundation and the place that you work.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Katrina Nelson, director of the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics Foundation.
And so in the community, do you have a list of people that you contact every year, or how does that work?
We have a mass mail list that we purchased from the post office, and we send out a blind market mass list to probably 4,000 people in the community. And, you know, we don't want to leave anybody out. You know, that's why we do it that way is, you know, if you get a letter from us and you feel that you have the means to support the foundation, then by all means, we encourage you to send a donation back in.
And do you get good response with that?
We do. We raise probably between $25,000 and $30,000 on our annual appeal annually.
Well, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay, so you have the annual appeal, the different events. How else does the money come in?
We also have money come in through memorial donations. You know, we've worked really hard on getting our name out to the funeral directors and telling them about the importance of the foundation and having our foundation information available to those funeral directors so that they can share that with the families that come in that are looking for a place for their memorial dollars to go to. And unless a memorial is earmarked specifically for a specific area or a specific cause within the hospital, 100% of all of our memorial donations go to our endowment account. So that just builds the endowment account for our future generations so that, you know, we can always keep the hospital modern with the money that's in the endowment account.
And so in the endowment account, do you only spend a portion of that each year?
We don't spend any of our endowment account. 100% of our endowment account is kept in our endowment account.
And you want to keep it there and grow it till when?
Absolutely, $1 million.
Is that what you're shooting mm-hmm. for? And then what are you going to do?
Well, we have a ways to go. So we have, you know, the opportunities to think about that in the future. But, you know, that's always been our goal from day one of the foundation, is that we were concentrating on growing our endowment account to $1 million. And we will not touch that money until we reach $1 million.
Because then, let's say that you spend 5% of that endowment each year, you know, given a good return.
Exactly.
You can keep growing it, but then make real
substantial, yeah. Exactly, real substantial differences in the hospital and the community with that money.
If you had $1 million, you might be able to buy the equivalent of a digital mammography machine every year.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, by having that kind of nest egg per se there, you know, in your bank account, you have those opportunities to use that when the time comes that you need to make a large purchase like that. So it's kind of nice to have that in your back pocket and continue to grow it.
Now, with the new health care plan, Obamacare, in place, are you thinking about the endowment differently, or is it too hard to tell how hospital revenues will be, you know, in the future?
It's still kind of early to tell how all that is going to shake out and how that's going to affect us. But right now, our goal remains the same, is that we won't touch our endowment. You know, that's always been the goal, and unless we see major changes coming down the pipeline, I don't anticipate that we waver from that goal.
So what's the process by which somebody, say, leaves some money, let's say, in their will to the foundation? What's that process? Just talk to a lawyer?
Exactly. You know, in addition to giving a donation now, say if you give an annual donation, you know, it's also important to leave that donation to the foundation, you know, in the future for the next generations through your will. So, you know, you could talk to your family attorney. Almost all of the attorneys in the area have information about the foundation, so that, you know, they have all of that information. And we have received some gifts in that way, you know, through the work with the attorneys in the area.
So it's important for people to be thinking about that now.
It is.
They're thinking about their wills.
It is. Sadly, more than half of all of Americans do not have a valid up-to-date will. So, you know, not having a valid up-to-date will forfeits your right to spend your money or to see your money go to the areas that you want it to go to. So I encourage everybody to visit with their attorneys and have an up-to-date will. You know, if you don't even leave a gift to the foundation, you know, still it's important for individuals to update your wills. But, you know, of course, I'm going to put a plea out there, too, to remember the hospital foundation in your will.
Well, and especially for people that have used the hospital and clinics before, that's helped us maintain our health, helped us in a bad jam, why not return the favor?
Right. You know, this is your community hospital. You know, we're here to help make you better. And, you know, if you didn't have a community hospital, you know, you would be traveling a lot further to receive your health care. So it's very important to keep our hospital local and to keep it up to date with all of the modern needs that we need to treat our patients.
And see familiar faces in the hall should you be hospitalized or on your way to the clinic. It's always interesting to me. There's always somebody that I know in the waiting room. Always, and that's nice.
It is nice. You know, it's nice to see those friendly faces, those familiar faces, you know, especially when you're not feeling well and you need comfort. It's nice to see them, and hopefully that brings some comfort to you.
You enjoy working for the foundation?
I do. I've been here for just over 10 years now, and it's been an enjoyment. I've really enjoyed it.
And a best memory? You want to share a good memory with us?
That's really hard because there's 10 years of memories. You know, it's just working with the foundation board, you know, is a joy. I was going to mention, you know, behind every successful foundation is a great board of directors, and our foundation truly has substantial people on our foundation board. They're all community leaders who are committed to to helping make our hospital the best hospital that it can be. So it is truly a joy working with the foundation board. You know, I work with awesome people here at the hospital who are dedicated to providing quality health care to all of our patients. So it's just, it's a joy.
Thanks to Katrina Nelson for contributing to the program. Tomorrow on In Depth, Jesse Underwood, director of the Pella Regional Health Center Foundation.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.